Unit 10, page 104, exercise 1.
Aboriginal art, the story of an art movement. Contemporary Aboriginal art was one of the great art movements of the 20th century. Its success continues today, with artists' work being exhibited in prestigious museums from Sydney to Seattle and from Paris to St. Petersburg. It's an impressive achievement for a culture that few people were interested in when the art movement began. It was 1971, a difficult time for Aboriginal people. Their ancestors had lived in Australia for tens of thousands of years, but now non-Aboriginal people controlled their homelands, and their way of life was under threat. In the Western Desert, 1,000 Aboriginals from different tribes were forced to live in a settlement called Papunya. Poor living conditions, bad health, and tension between tribal groups with different languages and traditions made it a troubled place. At the school in Papunya, a young teacher called Jeff Barden showed more interest in Aboriginal culture than most other non-Aboriginal people. He asked his pupils to create art that was related to their own world. They started painting in a style that was usually used for body painting in Aboriginal ceremonies. They also tried to copy the sand designs that the older people drew when they were telling traditional stories. The old people of Papunya were concerned about the children's art. They explained to Barden that young people's knowledge of the sand designs was limited because only the older members of the tribe knew their culture's secrets. Each design of dots, circles and lines that they drew in the sand was like a map. It showed the way to a place where the Aborigines believed an important event had happened long ago. As the Aboriginal people didn't have a written language, they had passed on their history through oral storytelling and sand designs, and some old people could remember more than 1,000 sand designs. Barden was fascinated by this and persuaded the old people to develop their own painting style using the traditional designs. He then helped them sell their work. At first, it was difficult to find buyers for the Papunya art. Many people didn't understand it and didn't find it interesting. But there were a growing number of art collectors who were impressed by it and happy to pay. When other Aboriginal communities heard about the Papunya artist's success, they started developing their own painting styles. However, some Aboriginal communities were critical of the new art movement. They accused the artists of revealing too much of their culture to outsiders. At Papunya, some people altered their style in response to the criticism, placing dots on top of other dots to keep their cultural secrets more hidden. Despite the problems, painting sales helped many Aboriginal communities escape desperate poverty. Interest in the art movement continued to grow, and in 1988, an Aboriginal mosaic design by Michael Nelson Jagamara was built outside Australia's new Parliament House. Then, in 1994, the country's best-known airline started decorating its planes with striking Aboriginal designs. Gradually, this style of art came to represent not just the Aboriginal communities, but Australia as a whole. In every souvenir shop in the country today, there are pens, cups, and t-shirts with the iconic dot patterns, created not only by Aboriginal artists, but by other Australians and foreigners too. Some Aboriginals complain that people with no understanding of their traditions are taking advantage of their culture. Others think the copies are a sign of success. Regardless of the copies, many Aboriginal artists have now been recognised worldwide for their contributions to contemporary art. And the art movement has encouraged a wider revival of Aboriginal culture, breaking down prejudices and generating money to help rebuild the traditional lifestyles that were almost lost. Thanks to its art, Aboriginal culture is gaining the respect it has always deserved.